Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Pierce, in our studios here in Colombo, www.goforgold.lk. And our top story is from good old Blighty, where unfortunately the English captain Ben Stokes and fast bowler Gus Atkins are under the pump. Apparently, the ECB is having an inquiry because the team was given permission to go out for the night. And apparently, they started off in central London. And the rest of the team returned back to the hotel, the curfew being 12 midnight. But both Gus and Ben had gone along to a pub in Chelsea, and a few arguments had taken place. But we are happy to know there were no fisticuffs as such, so the English police was not called. But ECB is taking it very seriously. They are under investigation because what they are stating now is that Ben also had a problem, a drinking problem, when England played the Ashes series in Australia. The second test is coming up on the 17th of June. Let's hope things will be sorted out. But we're going to keep our eyes focused on this particular story because it is drawing the close concern of many a cricket lover in world cricket. Right, what's coming up today is going to be interesting because India A will play against Afghanistan A at the Rangiri Dambulla Stadium. And mind you, India A got the better of Sri Lanka A in their last outing in the 50-over game. They beat Sri Lanka A by 8 runs, and they looked a very competitive side. You know that India has so much talent, so they can put out any amount of teams that can play in the international stage. So it's going to be interesting as to how Afghanistan will cope with them. Then on Friday, why I'm giving you the details, that's for tomorrow, is because at 6 in the morning, West Indies will play against Sri Lanka, the long opener in the first T20 game. Let's sincerely hope that Mother Nature will not disturb the game like what it did in the second and the third ODI, which ultimately Sri Lanka, of course, in the ODI version, have won the series after 25 years, I'm told. So that's a good record for Sri Lanka, despite the fact that the last two games were washed out. But then on Friday morning, 6 o'clock, keep that time free to watch the Sri Lankan national team against a strong West Indian team, because West Indies upped their game in the T20 version. Then in the evening at 11 o'clock, can't be evening, it's actually night, we can see the Sri Lankan women in the long opener in the T20 World Cup for women, and they'll be playing against a strong England outfit in England's backyard. So it's going to be a challenge for Chamari Attapattu and her team. But let's keep our fingers crossed and be pretty optimistic that they'll come out on top. Let me wind up our presentation today. Remember, Friday is an important day because Dialogue Rugby League. Well, the seventh week and the first game coming up, of course, in the plate section between St. Joseph's College and St. Anthony's College, Katikastara, the Colombo School, is hosting them in their backyard at the CRNFC. But Saturday is going to be very exciting because Royal College will play against Trinity, the table leaders and the defending league champions, in their own backyard at the Royal College complex, while Isipathana will play against St. Peter's. Isipathana on a high because they beat Royal in their outing last week, and St. Peter's a little bit depressed, I reckon, shell-shock beaten by Zaira College. Now on Sunday is going to be a big game. Zaira will be playing against Wesley at Havelock Park, and many or some of the experts feel that Zaira could be a strong contender for this year's league. They have turned things around, but as you know, sport is a funny game. It all depends how well you play on that day. That's about it on our website, on our presentation this morning, the podcast. Look forward to your company again at the same time tomorrow. On behalf of my co-host, Luckett Pierce, this is Brian Thomas signing off. Here is my pen, and we'll listen to some music, a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.